Last week we started talking about mystagogy, that is going from the visible things that we can see to the invisible reality, that is Jesus behind all of these things, behind the sacraments and the signs that he gives us, because we want to drink more deeply of the oasis of life that he gives us in the desert. It matters because an ocean of grace and love and healing and nourishment for our souls is provided, but very often we only ever drink a thimbleful. So here's just 3 points about mystagogy to get us into this, to begin. The first thing is that there is something here to be found. It's like if you walked into a room and you could see some sort of shape under a sheet. It's covered, but you can see that there's something there. You have to take off the veil to find out what it is. At Mass, there are things on the surface. There's presence, my presence and yours. There's words that we speak. There's actions that we do. But that's the veil, that's the sheet. Underneath these things, there's a hidden presence and hidden words and hidden actions beneath the surface, and these are of Jesus. What is here to be found is something objective and solid. It's not wispy. It doesn't depend on whether we're in a spiritual mood today or whether we have a special grace to recognize, like in some sort of ecstatic way. There's something here to be found. It is Jesus in his reality. Okay, the second thing is to find what is here, to take back the veil. We do this by learning the language that is spoken at Mass and in the other sacraments. We learn the language of symbol. So we do this actually every day. If you see on somebody's third finger on their left hand, if they have some sort of band there, then you know that they're married. It doesn't have to say, this means that I am married. You just know, you can read that symbol. Or if someone's talking to you and they say, I'm having a great day, and they frown at you, then you know, you can read the symbol on their face. It's different than the words. It can tell you something. So very often we take something that we see, something on the surface, and we interpret what's behind it in a natural way. Now what we're trying to do is do this in a supernatural way at Mass. So we have to learn a new language. If you were in another country where they didn't speak English and somebody said something very important apparently to you and you didn't speak the language, and you'd say, I have no idea what you're saying. They could say it to you 100 times and yell it at you, and still you would say, I have no idea what's going on. And very often Mass is like this for us. The liturgy shouts at us in all kinds of ways, in the place that we're in, the things that we use, the gestures, the words, the colors, the postures. But if we haven't learned the language, we have no idea what's going on, what to say, what it means. We have no ability to pull back the veil and to see the something that is hidden here. In all of this, it's Jesus who is saying to us in a language that sometimes we don't understand. Jesus is saying, I am here, and I have peace for your hearts, an overflowing joy, an abundant life. So come and drink here. But because we don't speak the language, we don't understand him, we don't hear him, and we don't drink. And at the end of Mass, we walk out, and after Jesus has said this to us, all we can say is, I didn't really like the last hymn. Like that is, we've only gotten a couple drops of what is offered to us. So that's the second thing, to do this, to learn to pull back the veil and to find what is hidden that is Jesus himself. We have to learn a new language to speak and to understand. All of this, learning the language, learning how to find what is hidden, to go from what is visible to invisible, to change the way that we drink from the river of life that is given to us, from a thimble to a bucket, to participate and encounter and receive. This is the goal. This is what we want. This is what I want and you want. This is what we need every week, every day. Mass can become, it's not that difficult, but it does take some learning. Mass can become maybe what we've never experienced before. When you come in the doors, our hearts say to the Lord, what we said in the psalm, Lord, let your face shine on us. And the experience, again, not some sort of mystical, extraordinary, spiritual sort of thing, but to be at Mass can be, should be, and will be for us like what we heard in the gospel. The disciples are speaking, and suddenly Jesus is in their midst and says, peace be with you, and shows them his hands and his feet. Suddenly Jesus himself is standing before us and speaking to us. And we, of course, are incredulous with joy.